I think in the widest sense, it's about everybody having the opportunity to be the best they can and to make sure that that gives them the opportunity to be treated fairly, to be treated equally. And if something's not right, that they have an opportunity to raise that, and society, government, whatever, will take their grievances seriously and do something about it.
Where did you develop that sense of justice? I mean, did that just come from nowhere, or did that, was there a light bulb moment for you where you thought, that's what I think justice should be?
I don't think it's a light bulb moment. My father, who's dead now, was a retained fire officer for most of his life, actually. And so I grew up in a family that was associated with lots of people in the public sector. I've got family who are teachers. My mum worked in social services. Our friends and were police officers, fire service personnel, those sorts of people. And I think if you grew up in that environment, you can't but help have conversations around injustice. I think it was inevitable somewhere along the lines I was going to go into a profession or an organisation that had those sort of values. So I don't think there was a light bulb moment. I think that's just the way and the environment in which I grew up.
And have you felt that over the years justice has changed for the police, or the sense of justice in your many years in the police force?
No, I don't think it has changed. What I do think has changed is I see a lot more blame culture, either against organisations or individuals, and people fighting their corner for small groups. And if I could change anything, I'd want to go back to having a discussion around the criminal justice system as a whole, and less about it's the police's fault, it's CPS's fault, or we should be victim-focused and not worry about reoffending. And we have polarised over the years, and it's far more difficult to have a proper grown-up conversation around the changes that need to be made. I see a lot more blame culture.
So, I mean, paraphrasing is what you're saying, that essentially we've evolved a blame culture which isn't in the interests of justice.
I think it isn't in the interests of justice, except where we do need to be transparent. If we've made mistakes, we really, really ought to own up to it and make changes. And quite rightly, you know, people are questioning what we've done in the past and things that we are doing now, and the service and the public and the workforce have been seriously let down by some very senior people. And obviously I come from Cleveland, so I'm in the mix of that at the moment. But I think we're in a situation where it's quite difficult to start a grown-up debate. And I'll use antisocial behaviour as an example. But I was invited to speak at the All Parliamentary Group. I'm around lots of other things, and at a couple of conferences. And I've raised this issue about, particularly when antisocial behaviour legislation was going to include nuisance, what did we mean? And were we blurring the lines between noisy, boisterous growing up and behaviour that was making people's lives a misery? And I was vilified for that. There were members of the public that wrote into the force asking for me to be sacked. People suggested I should resign for raising the issues. I didn't understand what it was like to live on their street. I was never for 1 minute saying that persistent, frequent, bad behaviour should not be dealt with. I just wanted a conversation about where the line was. The issue's still there. I mean, luckily, nuisance didn't get put into the legislation. I don't think that was anything to do with me. I think that was to do with some very sensible debate. But it is really hard to raise issues and have a mature debate. And if I could change one thing, that's what I would do.